All right, so I'd like to call the regular session back to order. Sharon, do you want to conduct a roll so we have it on record?
I will. Severson?
Present.
Donato?
Yes.
Bradbury?
Here.
Gage?
Here.
Prysunka?
Present.
Walker?
Here.
Lynn?
Here.
And Hagerman?
Here. Thank you for that, Sharon. So the board did meet in executive session. We gave staff direction. And then also under the new business and the discussion, I would like to at this time accept the resignation of Trey as presented. And so at this point, we will move forward with our plan, and we'll be in contact with Trey and staff in the week to come. So with that, I'll go through. Annie, let's start with you. Do you have any comments?
All right, Mr. Chairman, do we need to vote to accept the resignation?
Oh yeah, it wasn't as a business item, but we can do that. Sharon, would you please call a roll on accepting the resignation of our CEO?
Mr. Chair, I would need a second to that.
I'll second that.
Okay, I'll make, Mr. Chair, you would be first.
I can second it, Sharon.
All right, thank you.
I like the power of making your own motion and seconding.
Mr. Lynn.
Yes.
Prysunka.
Yes.
Bradbury.
Yes.
Severson.
Yes.
And Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Thank you.
So, duly accepted. I guess let's give Trey first option. Do you have anything to say on public record in regards to your resignation, Trey?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Just for the record, since folks aren't aware, I did put in my resignation request to the board of directors with the intent to retire at the end of the year. And it's been a great honor serving the agency for over 10 years now. And I'm certainly looking forward to helping to have a seamless transition for the organization. And just thank you for the opportunity to serve. So it's been a great experience. And most of all, I'm very appreciative of our staff and the board. Legal counsel that really have made it very enjoyable for the last 10 years serving. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Andy.
Sure. In our deliberations, there's lots to discuss, lots to consider. There's a pretty healthy task ahead of us here, developing the details for this this transition, if you will. And I want to sincerely thank Trey for this past decade. I look back, it's been a lot of fun. You made a lot of gigawatts, and I look forward to seeing where you emerge after the new year.
Thank you, Andy. Natalie.
Yeah, Trey. I was kind of bummed. Really didn't want to go through this again. I wish you luck, and I hope everything works out for your family. And thank you for your service. You know, sorry. I hate losing people. I just don't have words for it.
Thank you, Gally. Mark.
Trey, I'm a new member on the board, but I want to say that I've been impressed with you and the organization. Sorry to see you go, but good luck to you. And I also want to say I've been impressed with you, Sharon, and with you, Robert, and look forward to continue working with you at home.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Steve?
Trey, you're making the transition easy for us because you've done such a great job bringing us along from when I first got on the board even till today. It's absolutely impressive where you brought this group to. We're going to miss you, and it's going to be tough to replace you. And I'm sad for the organization, but I am really, really happy for you. And I'm really happy that you're able to do the things that you want to do. And it's one thing we can't buy more of is time with our loved ones and time to do the things that are really important to us. So completely appreciate where you're coming from. But from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And the communities have really benefited from your leadership and your tenure there. So thank you.
Thanks.
Abby.
Yeah, I just want to echo what everyone else has said on this about you, Trey, and also the staff at SEPA. It's a huge loss. We appreciate everything you've done. I know I've appreciated you helping me along in the first year and teaching me as much as my brain could take in at times. And I really appreciate your patience for all the questions and things like that. So thank you for everything, Trey.
Bob.
Yes, Trey, I really think that, you know, not only good, but outstanding job. I think you put us on a course that, you know, is going to pay dividends in the future, and I think you can take that away and put it in your pocket. It's wonderful from that perspective. I'd also like to thank you folks for changing the subject a little bit for our recent slide out here, because that was quite trying for our community here, and I can tell you that I've had a number of people tell me actually how impressed they are with how everything came together so fast, and thank Robert and the staff and Trey for everything you've done for us here. And I'm sure we'll get a chance to see you here in December, so maybe we can tip one. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Carl?
Yeah, I'll echo some of Bob's comments as well, but first thanks to Trey. You know, your guidance of the agency has been outstanding. You've really done well for us in that regard. Spent time in each community and you know, brought everybody together. The various activities that you have taken on and the performance of you and your staff is always top notch. It gives your members a lot of confidence that the agency is truly looking out for them and helping them. And case in point is the landslide issue that Bob mentioned. It came together very quickly. It was a very unexpected, unwelcomed, and daunting task to recover from that. And you know, Trey's support and particularly Robert's support of getting the assistance into Petersburg that we needed, again, outstanding as usual. And as we were in this meeting, I'm happy to say that all power has been restored to all customers. A big part of SEPA's response led to that. So thanks again, Trey. Wish you well. And as Steven said, I'm very happy for you and your retirement, and all the best to you and your family.
Okay, so thank you, Carl. So, Trey, thank you so much for your service. You know, as much as SEPA has benefited from your time with us, State of Alaska has also benefited with your involvement with the different organizations that furthers power issues in the state of Alaska, your work with the legislature, your work with the delegation in Washington, D.C., and all the national boards that you participate in. And I appreciate that you've always put SEPA first in regards to bringing those organizations to Ketchikan for their conferences and working with them so they can learn what SEPA is doing and, quite frankly, doing well. I remember when you first applied for the job and Dave had retired that we were uncertain about the process and how we were going to get to the next step, and through that process we were able to hire you, and your successes and SEPA successes is you know, so well appreciated by all the committee and all the communities here in Southeast Alaska. And then, you know, as I told you when you first came on, there's nothing quite like Southeast politics. And quite frankly, you took a lot of politics out of SEPA and put them where they belonged, in the reliability and the support for the communities and working at that, hiring an exceptional staff that represents SEPA very well and does the job very well. One of the things that was spoke about in executive session was the fact that we have a very capable staff that will continue to lead SEPA through this transitional period. And again, I just can't thank you enough for your counsel with me as not just a regular board member, but as chairman as we go through this process, the agendas you put forward and the information and technology that you bring to the organization. So with heartfelt thank you for your service here. So with that, we have no further business in front of us. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Do I have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and second. All those opposed? Hearing none, the board will rule that we will stand adjourned from this special meeting of November 2nd. Trey, are you available for a call here? You want to give